LaFleur and his wife, Mrs. Bellafior. Mr. Bellafior is the regional... votre titre exact, je m'excuse.
Inspecteur général de l'ordre rosicrucien à Mork.
The inspector general for the French area, Paris area, for the Rosicrucian movement, the Rosicrucian order.
What is that, Rosicrucian?
It's a very big religious movement all around the world. Peut-être vous pouvez décrire un peu pour le maître ce que c'est le mouvement Rosicrucien à Mork.
Oui. Le vénéré maître ne connaît pas en Amérique le mouvement Rosicrucien. Il est très répandu en Amérique.
He says our movement is very well known in the United States. Have you never come across our society? No, I don't think...
Alors, l'ordre rosicrucien à Mork perpétue dans le monde actuel les
anciens. What is the aim of this movement?
Il demande quel est le but de votre mouvement.
L'évolution de l'homme.
The evolution of man.
Evolution of man. So, man is going to evolve more. What is that ultimate evolution?
C'est-à-dire, ultimement, cette évolution amène à quoi? Selon la vision de l'ordre.
On peut dire à la réintégration, c'est un terme, ou à l'état, l'accession à l'état de conscience cosmique.
To a reintegration of man with the cosmos, or cosmic consciousness.
Cosmic consciousness. We also believe individual consciousness and cosmic consciousness. We are now studying this subject matter in our class. Khetra Khetra Ga. Khetra Ga, the Noah. The individual soul is also known, conscious, and the super soul, God, is also conscious. So, we also admit universal consciousness, that is God's consciousness. Consciousness is limited.
Studying the same thing.
Yes. So, that is the evolution when our consciousness is in agreement with the supreme consciousness, that of Krishna consciousness.
La conscience de Krishna.
C'est-à-dire qu'il permet aux étudiants de manifester dans le monde l'état d'évolution intérieure qui est atteint par chaque membre individuellement.
He says that the Rosicrucian order is a mystical and philosophical order that allows its students...
Who is Rosen? Who is a philosopher?
Il demande la signification du mot Rose-Croix.
Le mot Rose-Croix a deux significations. La signification profonde de Rose-Croix, c'est l'état intérieur de perfection ultime. Rose-croix, c'est l'état de perfection ultime atteinte par un homme. Ça, c'est la première signification. Et la seconde signification, c'est le symbole d'une croix avec une rose en son centre qui signifie l'adepte rosicrucien qui se dirige vers cet état de rose-croix. D'un côté, c'est l'état de perfection, et d'un autre côté, c'est le symbole de la recherche mystique par un étudiant vers cet état de rose-croix.
He says that the term Rosicrucian means it's an image of a cross with a rose in the center. It means that the disciple is aspiring towards the perfection of his consciousness. And that this also means the perfection of consciousness.
So what is the idea of that perfection of consciousness?
He says it is love.
Love, that's nice. Very good. So, the Supreme Consciousness and our individual consciousness, when they are in exchange of love, that is perfection. Is that?
Nokte is that this ultimate consciousness is one of union with the Absolute, that is one of light, of samadhi, of total love. This is the highest thing.
So love, love. When you speak of love, there must be two persons.
Il dit d'abord, quand nous parlons de l'amour, il s'agit de deux personnes.
So what is their philosophy?
No, c'est-à-dire notre philosophie, c'est l'amour existe, mais entre deux personnes. Est-ce que vous avez une réponse à ça? Ou selon votre philosophie, comment définir le mot amour, si vous avez une autre définition?
L'amour, c'est le lien qui réunit toutes les choses, qui unit toutes les choses. L'amour, c'est tout. C'est la conscience divine qui unit tous les êtres et qui unit chaque chose. Mais nous n'en avons pas une conscience objective dans l'état actuel. Mais lorsque nous atteignons...
The love of which they are speaking is a love that binds everything together, that bathes everything in light and love.
So there is no action.
C'est-à-dire, à ce niveau-là, l'action...
No action.
No, he says there is action. Il y a d'action, d'activité.
Il y a action.
What are those activities?
Et quelle sorte d'activité?
Le don.
Giving.
Giving and taking also.
Don, le don est donner et prendre aussi.
Donner.
Et non. Recevoir.
Celui...
There is... giving, there is also taking, but it's not the person who has achieved this ultimate perfection. Whenever he takes, he immediately gives it to someone else.
That's all right. The transaction between two lovers, one gives, another takes. Sometimes one gives, another takes, another gives, the one takes. This is exchange. Similarly, feeding. I give something to my beloved to eat something. He or she gives me something. I eat also. Similarly, I disclose my confidence unto my beloved. My beloved also discloses her or his confidence. These are loving exchanges.
Il explique, je crois, le point que encore, il répète le point que l'amour, he says that he understands that we're talking of love, meaning two people, but does that mean that why can't we think of love in terms of an exchange between man and everything, between man and the cosmos?
Yes, yes. Cosmos represents, as he says, consciousness. That is the person consciousness.
Quand nous parlons de la conscience, nous parlons d'une personne.
Just like if I love a tree, I love the leaves and twigs also.
Juste comme si j'aime un arbre, naturellement j'aime les feuilles et les branches aussi.
Et le maître a raison, il parle
de la raison. If I pour water on the root of the tree, it goes to the leaves, twigs, branches, automatically.
Et si je verse l'eau sur la racine de l'arbre, cet acte d'amour est distribué à toutes les parties intégrantes.
So if we love the Supreme Consciousness, Supreme Person, who has got universal consciousness, then automatically my service goes to everywhere.
Et donc, que j'ai essayé sûrement mal d'exprimer tout à l'heure, mais c'est ce que nous pensons aussi.
This is also what their philosophy is.
So you cannot love everyone and anyone or everything without finding out the original source of everything.
Il dit donc, ce n'est pas...
Justement, l'ordre rosicrucien Amok est une école.
The Rosicrucian order is a school that teaches its students to progress step by step towards that ultimate source of all sources.
But what is that step? What is that step?
Quels sont les plans, comme vous d'ailleurs, à atteindre le...
It says it's a gradual process that their students come, they receive initiation, and then they are guided. They are given certain principles, certain practices, and then gradually, at their own rate, by their own powers, they ultimately arrive at perfection.
So what is that ideal of perfection?
And don't get that it is nirvana, it is the kingdom of Lord Jesus Christ. It says it is the ultimate point from which... for which all men are ultimately striving.
What is that? Nirvana means zero. Everyone is trying for the zero.
Il explique que le mot nirvana, par exemple, veut dire, traduit en français, pratiquement zéro. Nirvana means something different for them.
What is that?
Et votre
décision. C'est un débouché dans quelque chose.
Il manque
de débouché.
He says it is an entering into something that is alive and real.
C'est l'état. Nirvana, this word is Sanskrit word. Nirvana means finish.
Le mot nirvana est un mot sanskrit qui veut dire termination, une fini, une fin.
Nous le oui.
For them, the word nirvana means an end, but an end to this material existence and an entrance into the silence of the absolute, onto a level that is real, whereas this one is false, this one is objective.
Why silence?
Pourquoi la silence? He says the term entering into silence is a mystic term that means...
He cannot explain.
Vous ne pouvez pas expliquer plus précisément ce que c'est cette silence. Il vous demande si l'idée est inexplicable.
Il a dit que l'idée est inexplicable.
Oui, l'idée est inexplicable.
It's indescribable because it's something that's arrived at inside through meditation. You can't really describe it in words.
Why?
C'est un état.
You are describing so many things in words, and the ultimate goal you cannot describe.
He says that many great masters like you from the East tend to smile at their explanations, but
they tend to smile when this question is asked, who am I? So what can I say compared to these
that
masters?
His knowledge is not perfect.
Knowledge is not perfect, and like us, he is simply trying for perfect knowledge.
So, unless you have got your goal perfectly known, how you can make progress?
Their organization is the guru, and their whole organization knows the ultimate goal which they can attain.
And he is part of that organization, he does not know.
Mevu says that evolution of man, which is the goal of this order, is something that is mystical, that is not scientific, that is so easily...
That is mean it is vague, it is not distinct.
Donc c'est une but assez vague, qui n'est pas très distinct.
Je suis très étonné que vous me posiez cette question, puisque je pense que vous êtes aussi mystique, que vous poursuivez quelque chose qui vous attire. Vous recherchez, j'ai entendu vos chants, j'ai vu un peu vos rituels. Cherchez quelque chose.
It's a surprise that we raised such objections. He thought that we were also searching for something mystical. He says he's heard our chanting. He said he thought we were also searching.
No, we have got a friend, Krishna. We have got a friend, Krishna.
No, notre but.
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Cela veut dire que Krishna est Dieu, la personne suprême.
He has got his form, he has got his place, he has got his name, he has got his pastime, and he wants to enter in that kingdom.
Il a forme.
Je crois que il a parcouru le chemin total.
He says that he thought that in our movement we were following Ramakrishna, who had discovered everything.
He says he's
not familiar personally with him.
Ramakrishna is bogus.
Ramakrishna, il est un faux guru.
Je sais qu'il a voulu connaître diverses expériences religieuses.
He says that this is not a new order, this Rosicrucian order. It goes back at least as far as ancient Egypt.
That's all right, but we do not know what is the aim of your this progress.
Ça c'est bon, c'est tout. He says all he can do is repeat to you his answer previously, which is that it's to reach the perfection of consciousness, at which point man is in communion, in unity with the beyond. He calls it the Sola, the inexplicable.
But he cannot express what is that beyond.
Alors qu'est-ce que c'est? It's divine consciousness.
But he cannot describe what is God. That is imperfect knowledge.
Mais si on ne peut pas décrire Dieu, c'est un savoir imparfait.
On peut le sentir. Une communion se ressent. Ce n'est pas intellectuel, c'est subjectif.
He says a communion with God is something that is subjective. It's something you experience, not that you describe.
That is not perfect.
Donc c'est une communion imparfaite, si on ne peut pas la décrire.
Nous pensons que chacun donnera une représentation personnelle de sa communion, suivant ses propres croyances, suivant son âge, peut-être suivant le pays où il est, suivant les conditions extérieures. Et nous pensons que lorsque la conscience divine est atteinte, c'est ce...
He says that according to every individual's place of birth, his age, his upbringing, he will experience this communion with God differently.
No. God is God. The experience will have to be taken from God. Then it will be equally possibility for everyone.
He says what they are looking for in the Rosicrucian order is the ultimate realization when all of these other relative communions with God will disappear and there'll be one common realization, experience of God.
Yes, that's all right. But if you cannot describe what is the ultimate goal, then how others will be attracted?
In their society, they have many different religions, many different groups, and they don't ask anyone to leave being Christian or Jew or Muslim or Hindu or anything like that.
We are not asking in that way. We are asking, what is that ultimate goal?
Yeah. Ultimately, by following the process that the Rosicrucian Order gives its students,
that's
one
correct.
Reaches a goal.
Suppose if I am going to London, unless I am interested to go to Nanda. What is the use of knowing how to go to Nanda?
Their students feel the need for this ultimate perfection, and that's why they come to the movement.
But if he does not know what is the ultimate perfection, this is bogus.
Mais alors, si on realization of God.
But that's all right. Just like if I say that if you do like this, you can get $1 million. But you know what is the value of $1 million, then you endeavor. But if you don't know what is that $1 million, why should you endeavor?
No, is it every all of their students, they know the value of realizing the God
know?
In their heart.
How do they know?
Mais comment vos étudiants savent-ils? They are already people who are aspiring after a richer, more spiritual life.
What is their spiritual life?
Et qu'est-ce que c'est cette vie spirituelle, high spiritual values, the things that young
people... These are simply words. What is the spiritual life? Why you want to know?
Il demande plus.
It's useless.
c'est la méditation profonde, il n'y a pas d'autre nom, la méditation, le samadhi.
He says when God, he's just using a lot of
names. And he's simply speaking, he does not know what is the aim, what is the goal, what is the
spiritual life.
No tangible knowledge of everything, what I ask. As I ask him, what is spiritual life, he cannot describe.
Il dit,
distinguish between spiritual life and material life.
Comment distinguer? As we can have spiritual realization and still live in the material world.
But what is the spiritual life? What is the distinction between spiritual life and material life?
Il demande, que c'est?
What is the goal? He cannot define.
Il demande quelques définitions. Il demande quelque chose tangible, quelque chose qu'on peut comprendre, quelque chose qu'on peut toucher.
En somme, vous voudriez savoir quel est le comportement de quel.
Want to know how does a person who has realized this perfection live?
Yeah.
Oui, c'est ça. Oh, he's tolerant. Above all, he's tolerant.
Tolerant. Spiritual life. That is also spiritual life. That's all. So, in their way of spiritual life, what are the process? There must be some process, definite process.
That comes when you become initiated in a movement. They give you the process for arriving at this tolerance.
Well, that's all right. But suppose I want to enter, so you must give me some formula that you have to do this, like this. Otherwise, how can I enter?
Disons par exemple, si there are many different techniques, but ultimately they're really all the same because they lead to the same conclusion.
Si vous pouvez devenir plus spirituel.
Those techniques. Him say some of the techniques.
Pouvez-vous? He says the first thing is that we have to awaken our internal consciousness, which is 90% asleep. He says the first thing is that you have to reawaken your consciousness, which is asleep. 90% of it is asleep.
So what is the process?
I don't care.
Can't talk about them here.
Then how can I accept it?
Donc comment? Vous avez accepté si on n'est pas libre à discuter
les moyens.
Il ne peut pas. All these systems have to do with meditation, concentration, things that will reawaken your consciousness.
What is the object of meditation?
There's many different objects, many different.
Tell one of them.
Bon, pouvez-vous the body, for example?
Une méditation qui est de en faisant tourner ici dans le but de réveiller la conscience intérieure. Elle paraît très simple, mais c'est la conscience corps intérieur.
He says that there's the eternal meditation number three. The eternal.
What is it, number one?
Well, he says that this one is one that's basic. It's given to all their students.
Number three. No, number one.
He demands,
was to say that he would meditate on the number three, and this was that you would wake up the consciousness in your body starting from the tips of your toes and working up like this. And it may seem easy to you, but all the great masters of the Orient have taught this, and no one can succeed without doing this.
That means that knowledge is not perfect. This is all bogus.
Ça veut dire que
meditate on the body, what you gain?
He demands to wake up your psychic consciousness, which is sleeping inside this body.
But what is the process?
Well, meditation number three is to.
Vous permettez, je vous.
Okay, he says he would like to talk to you a little bit about a book he's reading, which describes how the Russians have just discovered the soul. They've photographed the soul, he says.
No.
And
the aura of the soul.
How they have the Russians have found the soul, and they've described all the different phenomena of parapsychology and extrasensory perception. And he said it's an incredible book when the Russians have made great discoveries. And he wanted to,
but that he hasn't finished it yet.
He hasn't finished the book yet.
That is Russian. I am asking him about his.
Ils étudient.
Il demande. He says that the Rosicrucians, they know what is the duty of human life.
What is that?
No. Alors, qu'est-ce que
cet état?
The destiny.
Cela peut être pour les catholiques, pour les chrétiens.
The goal is a state of Christic consciousness, nirvana, call it what you will.
C'est l'état le
that
plus.
That cannot be described.
Et ça, c'est un état qu'on ne peut.
Vision is an understanding that is beyond, a million times beyond our understanding.
C'est la
comme. Beyond understanding, how can I accept it?
She said, "Oh, did understanding, and it is translated onto the objective level."
Tous les hommes.
I do not understand whom to love. How can I love?
Monsieur, it's in the heart of everyone. Simply, it is a question of repressing the false ego, for not eliminating the old man, the false ego.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure. He says that he says he doesn't understand why you're objecting. He says love is
because
in the heart of everyone.
You ask me to love. I want to know what is whom I shall love.
Il pose encore like loves everyone.
Everything.
Love, a mystic, he loves everything.
Is there an example?
Avez-vous an example? Example is this, the master of their movement. He was supposed to come, but he was on vacation. Mm-hmm. But the grand master of their movement, he says, is one example.
No, suppose he to love everyone. That means he loves the animals also.
Sans amour.
Community allow animal killing.
When you come into the movement, there are no regulations required of you.
Mais au fur et à mesure.
But little by little, it comes to that point.
Pour certaines
experiences that they give their students in the movement, for a short period of time, they're required to give up intoxication, meat, and things like that. But it's not permanent.
And then they can take.
Yes, afterwards.
So why in the beginning stop?
Huh?
Why beginning they are requested to give it up?
Pourquoi arrêter au début? The Christian order doesn't force anything, doesn't make you do anything.
Sur
people that join this organization, only 7 succeed.
L'élimination se fait.
Then it cannot be preached among the mass of people.
Donc la masse, some people, when they just can't make it anymore, they just drop out.
Mais c'est partout, c'est toujours pareil.
But it says that happens. Everyone.
La pyramide monte toujours.
It says all movements experience the same thing.
What is that?
That 100 out of 100 people.
100 people, but the ideal must be there. One may follow and not follow.
L'ordre ne rejette.
Their order doesn't reject anyone.
Huh?
Says their order doesn't reject anyone.
I think whether their order approves animal killing.
C'est une loi naturelle.
Votre ordre approuve-t-il de la tuerie des animaux? Oh, no.
There are no restrictions. The order doesn't require.
Then let us stop here. No more. First time.
Okay. Peut-être on devrait. He doesn't like the idea of killing animals, and he has advised that to friends.
But what is the ideal of the order that I ask?
L'idéal de votre love between men, understanding.
Why? What the animals have done, no brother will do that.
Et les animaux, pas de fraternité.
Si, mais j'aime beaucoup les animaux. J'ai beaucoup d'animaux chez moi. Si un jour vous venez chez moi, vous verrez beaucoup d'animaux.
He has many animals living with him.
Je vis entouré personnellement d'animaux.
He is surrounded by animals, he says.
That's too nice.
Mais il y a des gens.
A person who is habituated to kill animals. So. Willingly admitted in the order.
Si quelqu'un est un boucher,
I don't think that someone who kills animals would like to enter. But if a butcher wants to enter, that's okay. They gradually they'll elevate him.
L'ordre dépend des maîtres.
On principle, the order does not allow animals to enter.
Ideally, they would rather not see anyone killed. Ideally, on an ideal level, the movement would not want to see animals killed or anyone killed.
Il faut comprendre que l'ordre est une école pour aider l'homme à évoluer.
Principles, rules and regulations of the
order. Donc, their principles are love, beauty, harmony, peace.
Mais l'ordre, c'est une école.
Par exemple, le monde si.
There are no rules. But as you progress, one initiation after another initiation, if you start out as a butcher, then gradually in your own self, you will wish to give it up. But there are no rules.
Tous les
one initiation after one initiation, there is no progressive rules.
Donc, une initiation
that are steps. But the order itself doesn't require that you give up meat eating at any point. He says he thinks that the people themselves would probably give it up in the higher stages.
Vous savez, je ne fais pas de publicité.
He says that their order is it has a very smart way of doing things. That if it were to try and tell people, don't do this, don't do this, don't do that right away, no one would join them. So they don't say that. You see?
Le vieil homme se dépouille.
Fall away gradually by themselves.
Et nous pensons.
Quotes a passage from Saint Paul, who said, "If you go and visit someone who is a meat eater, don't trouble him. Accept meat with him."
Nous pensons que le
real mystic is someone who has controlled his body.
That he cannot explain how to control the body.
Mais comment arriver à ça?
If it happens right away, it'll happen in a while.
At least I cannot accept it.
Au moins,
there is definite program.
À moins qu'il y ait un programme définitif.
That if I want to enter your association, you must give me some prescription, which I, if I follow, I make progress.
Si je veux entrer dans votre association,
you have no prescription.
Il faut que vous me prescriviez quelque chose. Submit to his grand master your request for a specific prescription to be given to you.
He'll send in your application.
He hasn't got.
May women to make one special just for you.
But not for dinner.
Mais il n'y a pas de.
Il n'a qu'un but.
Là, chez nous.
Tous les hommes devraient.
As the Yogeshwar explained the four principles to this man, so the man said, "Yes, very good. Sometime we can get to that too, but it's something that on our own we accept." Personally, just like you yourself, your divine grace, you have come to this by accepting it yourself.
In other words, these are nice principles that you're following, and we're sure that you've come to these conclusions on your own. Just like maybe one day we'll come to those conclusions on our own also. There's something that's self-initiated, these regulative principles.
So. By the time being, there is no such a rule in their order.
We
make certain suggestions. But it doesn't oblige anyone to follow those suggestions.
Now, what is the suggestion?
No, quelle sorte de suggestion? The movement suggests that people live a life as perhaps yours is, of purity and pure thoughts and moral living and even following certain principles.
These things are there, but they don't say, suppose a man is killing animals, they don't prohibit it. That is immoral life. But if they don't prohibit him, then how he can become moral? Killing of animals and morality will go together.
Est-ce que vous pensez que la tuerie des animaux et la moralité vont ensemble?
Non, mais disons que.
It's an order that likes very much the ideals of beauty and harmony and morality, but they can't see imposing on anyone these things. Their idea is that you can't impose beauty and morality on anyone. You can't insist that anyone stop killing. You can't tell anyone forcibly not to do this or not to do that. That these are things that you have to realize.
But is there such rules and regulation or injunction from the society that we do not kill? Just like in the Bible, there is, we shall not kill. So they have no such thing.
Vous avez tué des plantes, cette plante elle a souffert lorsqu'elle a été cueillie.
So Jesus ate meat, and furthermore there's a sect in the Orient that wears gauze over their mouth so as not to kill microbes while they breathe, but we are killing those microbes, we have killed these flowers.
So they are to satisfy everyone.
Il faut satisfaire tout le monde.
Et qui vous dit que par les pensées négatives que certains...
Don't you think we're killing other living beings?
And that is another thing.
Nous étudions toutes les affaires au sein de l'ordre. Nous ne contentons
pas. Study everything.
So they haven't got their own anything. Simply they're studying.
Simplement vous étudiez. Not important. Realization is what counts.
But that he cannot explain. What is the realization?
Mais cette réalisation, vous n'avez
pas. J'ai simplement.
Who cannot describe? Then what is the realization?
He says he's only 49 years old. He says he's only 49 years old. He can't describe for you.
Dites au maître, j'ai perdu
quelque chose. He knows the Rosicrucian order is good because everything he has attained in his life, he owes to the order. So he knows it's good by what he has attained.
That's all right. But I think for mass of people, unless they have got some idea, how they can join, that is my point.
My devotees is think. Think, who am I? Where do I come from? Where am I going?
Yeah, that is nice.
Ah, c'est bon, voilà.
Realize what he is.
Personnellement, had not realized something, he would never have come to me.
No, then therefore he can describe what he is.
Pouvez-vous décrire? He says when Moses saw the burning bush and he asked the fire, who are you? The fire said, I am what I am.
Cette réponse ne peut se trouver même...
That's who I am. That's a question that you're going to have to answer by your own meditations.
But what is his meditation? What is he?
Le premier mot.
The thing to realize, which he has realized a little bit, is peace. And when you join up, you get a letter back. And at the bottom of the letter it says, with our best wishes for your peace and happiness.
But that's all right. Everyone wants that. But what is the process?
Mais le processus. Praying, courage.
By faith.
Jamais un ordre.
A serious movement, a serious order would never guarantee instantaneous illumination.
No, that won't produce it. But we must have the program. That's like he says that, who am I? That at least one must know who he is. And he, this vague reply is, I am what I am.
Quelqu'un doit savoir qui il est. Donc si on dit, je suis.
Ask you.
Jusqu'à par exemple, si le maître vous
demande... I ask you, you come. Who are you, sir? He says,
et si vous,
I am what I am.
Je suis qui je suis. Est-ce que ça c'est une réponse satisfaisante?
What is nonsense? If I ask you,
si.
Then who are you? If he says, I am what I am, is that the proper answer?
Si vous entrez ici, le maître...
You tell you his name, Mr. Bellafio.
Oui, ça c'est mon...
The forms, his identity is Maurice Bellafiore.
C'est notre identité, c'est...
But the interior, that reality is different.
Mais notre réalité, notre...
We all join up here now in silence, and we enter into ourselves and create one person, then we will know who we are from that silence.
But how is it possible to become silent?
Très sage, il faut désigner.
Many, many births and deaths.
That's
la chose la plus difficile, c'est justement de connaître ce silence.
Goal of all search.
Tous les êtres humains doivent faire.
Donc le maître vous remercie
aujourd'hui.
Privilege for him to be here amongst us.
Thank you.
Il vous remercie. Il voyage, il est maintenant.
Thank you very much. Parce he's going to tell the Grand Master about
it. Il va à Londres.
Le siège de l'ordre était en Amérique.
Srila Prabhupada, San Jose, California, their grand emperor of the movement, has his son bureau là.
Et c'est le siège suprême de l'ordre.
C'est le
supreme seat.
What?
Oui.
The headquarters.
San Jose.
And he said one day perhaps there would be the opportunity.
No, we have got our temple.
Yeah, nous avons notre